Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm one of your hosts, Jill, here with Hevs.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
And Sprinkles.
Oh.
Here in person to discuss Season 5, Episode 10, Goosebumps Walk Away. Ooh. Such a great name. Before we start, we'll do a quick feeling stick. I have nothing. Joe?
On this episode?
Nope. Just in general, feeling stick.
No.
Heather?
Feeling stick?
Why is everyone asking me back all the questions? We just started.
Okay, yes. This is really exciting, you guys, because we've talked about this on the show. Abbott Elementary returns on the 21st of September.
Great. Ooh.
And Janine, who's the star of it, she is on, she's gorgeous, and she's doing an Oil of Olay commercial right now, so you can check her out on that.
Is there more?
Do I need more?
No, you need
That's
less.
A skin moisturizer.
I know it is, but I don't know why she keeps talking about Abbott Elementary. It has nothing to do with New Girl. That nothing in there had anything to do with New Girl. Not one thread.
Okay, last thing. I don't know if we're going to post it on our IG or not, but we now have a picture of me, my dog Sprinkles, and did you see it, Joe? The cast of Golden Girls.
The cast of Golden Girls.
And I'm sitting there holding Sprinkles.
Okay, so the Netflix description of Season 5, Episode 10, Goosebumps Walkaway is, back from jury duty, just tries to uncover a fellow juror's identity. Reagan prepares to leave town. Schmidt tries to conquer his fear of dancing. I would like to say when I watched the show the first time in real life, it felt like Jess was gone forever. But it didn't feel that long this way.
Seamsies.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Of course, it's a matter of hours and not weeks.
Yeah.
It was a murder trial.
Okay. Joe, what's your JoFlix description?
We did find that out.
You're right, we did find that out. What's your JoFlix description?
Oh, boy. Nick caught in a love triangle.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
News at 11.
Oh.
Because you're going to see the news a lot on this episode.
Yeah, it was sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
Well, no, not just sprinkles on there. What I'm talking about is Jess going on the news.
Yes, right.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she finds her next true love.
Well, right. Or not, yeah.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Gary Garcia.
From Brentwood. Gary of Brentwood.
Like Pat Sajak's wardrobe. Brought to you by Gary of Brentwood.
Wow, this has been off the rails from the start.
We're more relaxed because we're not on Zoom.
Guest stars from this episode include Gary Garcia of Brentwood. Nothing funny happened.
Yeah, it is funny. If you saw the episode, you'd think it was funny.
I did see the episode. So did everyone listening.
Because that was the joke. Like, it sounds like it'd be a designer at the end of a game show.
Oh, they said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. That's why.
No wonder she didn't get it.
You were
laughing like crazy. And she's
no,
like, yeah.
Only you were laughing like crazy.
You had closed captions.
Oh,
my
God.
What you're talking about.
I forgot to look up who Gary Garcia of Brentwood is real name. So sorry.
Stuff, so I've seen him before.
You know, I'm sure he's an actor. I just forgot to write down his name. Okay, so we open the loft to Nick and Reagan kissing, headed towards Jess's room, which is wildly inappropriate, as I think Heather and I have discussed already, where they find Jess is sitting on the bed.
Ooh.
Fast forward to the kitchen, where Jess has made everybody shirts.
Oh, wait. And then Nick says, I'm wearing my special underwear for you.
Because I wanted to wear it when you came back.
And I said I would. And like he said to himself, and she's all, thank you.
Yeah.
What did the shirts say, those red shirts?
It was like, my roommate was on the jury of this, and all I got was this shirt.
And then she goes, I had to have them custom made.
Yeah. There was nothing in the gift shop.
Yeah.
I like how they were orange. They're like also an offensive color, and everybody's wearing them.
They're all wearing
them. Like, they immediately changed their clothes.
Yes, it was so hilarious.
So, just it references that she has the shirts made, and Reagan and Nick are in the other room, and she's just like, you know, I think the moment's passed. Like, I'm leaving. And
wait, but not before Winston talks about his dance gathering.
Yes, but before that,
it's not a dance lesson.
It's a dance gathering.
Before that, I do think we should mention, though, what happens first is that Jess pulls out all of the weekly letters Winston sent, which are so heavily redacted. Yes. It's just like, hey, you know what I think? Winston.
I think that was so cute.
And the look on his face when he's like, yeah, weekly letters. Then he references the dance class, but it's not really a dance class, right, Hems?
It's a dance gathering.
Exactly. Cece says that her and Schmick should come because they want to prepare for their first dance. Jess is going on the news tomorrow, and she's upset because she fell in love with juror 237B, and she really needs to find him. We're in Schmidt's room, where Nick is making everything with Reagan weird, he says. He's just going to shut up. That's his plan. And Schmidt's like, great, have that be your plan. Until goodbye. And then I'm going to give her a Goosebumps walk away, which is like a movie from, a line from a movie that leaves the girl starstruck and in awe. And Schmidt's totally into the idea. And he's like, okay, what do you got? He's like, I'm not going to say goodbye, Reagan. So bad bye. Bad bye. That's terrible. He's write 20 awkward. More, throw them away. Then write 20 more and give them to me.
He goes, that's kind of excessive, and walks away. Nick.
Yeah, because of the 40.
Yeah.
So we're back in Jess's room, and Nick, Jess, and Reagan are in the room, and he says, I've just got to get this out here. I feel very uncomfortable. You know, Reagan and I were romantic together. And Jess is like, cool, I think that's great. And
like, she don't care.
Yeah, and Reagan's just like, I think everyone's fine with it. He's like, I know some of you need some time with this or experience anxiety. Your legs might feel tingly. Which, when I get really bad anxiety, my legs feel tingly.
Well, I want to say right here and now, I love this episode, and I love the dynamic. Like, there's no tension between them because they were both with Nick. It's like, and Reagan didn't judge Jess for the way she is.
Yes.
And Jess, I mean, I thought it was awesome. And when they paired up, that was dynamic.
Yeah, women supporting women, as they say.
Yes.
So Jess says she needs to leave so that she can go. Reagan says she needs to leave because Nick's being too weird. Jess says, great, you can come with me to find Gary of Brentwood. And what does she sing to her other? You've got to be kidding me. You literally have to be kidding me. You don't know what Jess sings to Reagan.
The Reality Bites song.
Thank you for being Reagan. Oh. The Gilmore or the Golden Girls
song. You're not walking fast enough.
That's my
That's
my favorite funniest moment.
Every day you bring it to that show, even though there's very little.
That's the only time they've referenced Golden Girls.
No, that's not true.
It's actually
the third.
Yeah. Oh, it's the fourth actually.
Okay.
Because the VR shirt. But wait, I have something to say.
Okay.
Oh, when Jess is telling, like, Reagan asked for distinctive characteristics, and Jess goes, he was perfect. We all were.
What?
Summer vacation.
Yeah, she does romanticize the juror experience for sure. So somewhere in between there and when they're in the car is the moment where she talks about how it's Gary of Brentwood, and they kind of romanticize that together, which is important later. But meanwhile, at the dance class / gathering, Schmidt is freaking out because no one is doing any steps. There's no teacher. There's no choreography. It's just everyone just grooving really oddly to the music, and he's completely panicking. In the car, Reagan finally admits that she does like Nick to Jess, and Jess is super excited because, again, she's very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is practicing his terrible Goosebumps walkaways in the mirror. I didn't write them down, but boy, were they bad.
Oh, yeah.
No, Jess says, all right, you know what you got to do now while they're in the car. What? I'm not giving you a hug, Jess. No, you know what you got to do now. Because he wanted her to give her a hug, and she's like, I'm not going to give you a hug. So she drew the line
at hugging.
At the hug. Yeah. And Nick's practice lines were, they weren't very good.
No, they were so bad. Poor Nick.
It reminded me of that scene in Taxi Driver. I know it wasn't supposed to remind me of that. With Robert De Niro.
Never seen it.
Joe, you've seen it, right?
Taxi Driver, a long time ago.
When he's talking to himself in the mirror.
This podcast is awful.
That would remind me, I guess.
Silence. Gee, where did you draw those two together? So Reagan helps Jess figure out who the juror next to Gary of Brentwood is. Of course, we don't know his name yet. And we find out that he's at a lawn bowling club that they can't get inside of because there's a sign that says it's men only.
Because she sells the inhalers. That's how they found. What right, inhaler yeah, color be, does he have? So each company has a different color.
She's a pharmaceutical sales rep.
No, I got that.
Yeah.
How does that lead to a haunted golf course?
Haunted golf yeah, course.
Yeah, they went to that
it's
golf
a
course.
Lawn bowling club. It's Nick, not haunted.
Nick's like, I'm a man.
Why would it be haunted?
I'm in Halloween theme, I guess.
You mean sexist bowling club, maybe?
Yeah, no. Because they go, no, yeah, they no woman allowed. And she goes, what are we, this is 2016.
And he goes, clearly, because my office is the shack.
Yeah.
I make rules.
I'm the boss, yeah.
But no, but I don't, like, I know that.
Right. So she's a pharmaceutical sales rep. She said she, by the description Jess gave her, could tell it was an inhaler. People aren't supposed to be using it anymore. It's off the market.
Right.
They are different colors.
No, I know.
So then she called the closest doctor's office to be like, you're still giving these out. Give me the names of who you're giving them to or I'll report you.
No, I absolutely understood all that.
What don't you understand then?
How does, if you know someone's inhaler color, why do you go to golf? What was it? Golf bowling?
So from there, she got names. And then off screen, they somehow deduced that that person belonged to this club.
Yeah, the lawn bowling club.
They
yeah.
deduced it.
Yeah.
They should have
that's how
us
you do things when you're investigating. You deduce them.
They should have showed us the deducing.
Well, they only have 30 minutes, Heather. Suspend reality a bit. So they can't get in, so they call Nick. And Reagan's freaking out that Nick's coming. Oh, that's when she admits she likes him and they hug. I'm sorry. I put that in the wrong spot. And Nick messes with the guy until, she's already admitted it, but she's like, I can't believe I like that guy because he's being such a zoo.
Right.
And Nick messes with the guy until he finally gets the information that his name's Gary. Back in class, Schmidt says that he can't do this because he's growing up as a chubbier boy. He learned that there's no margin for error. We have a talent show flashback where he couldn't do the hustle, practiced every day for a year, did such an amazing job, flat ironed his hair with like the Farrah Fawcett flip, and everyone did a standing ovation, and he just can't stop worrying about what other people think, even though Winston encourages him to.
But I actually really liked it because he went into a little more detail, like why he's such a perfectionist.
Right.
Like he's not just, you know, being a zoo, he can't help it.
Exactly. So maybe you guys can help me here because I wrote what looks like Stanton making fun of outfit cards with Walkaway. Who made doesn't make fun of an outfit?
No, you're talking about when Schmidt was making fun of the Humpty Dance.
I'm sorry, the station. But yeah, no, go ahead and tell that story because that's funny.
Yeah.
I realized my that word.
Because he said, "What are you guys doing? This is Humpty song.
Yeah, this is definitely not his dance,
and definitely not his dance. Yeah,
yeah, that was so funny. I have that down too. That was hilarious.
So they're going to the station so Winston can run information on Gary to find out more about him and where he is because we know his name's Gary Garcia at this point.
Oh, the best part of that was he comes out with a piece of paper and he goes, okay, Jess, there's 28 Gary Garcias. And there's like a pause. And she's like, oh, good, that's good. Yeah. Like only 20
on that page.
There's 91 other Gary Garcias that are, well, they're
currently
printing.
I think it's like 90 printing. Other pages. Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could like every night do some and just check it out. Or what if he's the second one?
Right. I mean, that would be a lot of work.
Gary's a popular name and Garcia is a popular name.
Yeah.
So what I meant to say was that at the station, the police officers were making fun of Winston's dance outfit. But he's unfazed.
Oh, yeah.
That comes up again later.
I wrote that I was mad about that. I wrote, how dare the police make fun of Winston?
He's like the best police officer there, obviously.
Oh, snuggliest.
So they're at the loft, and that's when Jess says she just was hoping it was Gary of Brentwood. And she says to Reagan, don't do what I do. Tell Nick how you feel while you have the chance. I didn't get to tell Gary, and now I never can. In the bathroom, Reagan goes up to tell Nick, and he says, shh.
Walks in the shower.
Because he had given the card to Schmidt. Schmidt's like, this is awesome. I don't know why. Like, sayonara, Sammy.
Oh,
and then, like,
sayonara,
crab Sammy. Walks sideways into the shower, and she goes, that's the shower.
Love her.
At the news station, well, we're two places at the same time. We're at the station. We're at the loft with the guys watching Jess at the station, and we're at the airport with Reagan, only her face, we can't see what she's wearing yet, watching the news report in the bar, and they have another member of the jury joining them virtually, and it's Gary. So they start talking to each other, saying, oh, and their voices and faces are covered because it's a murder trial, but yeah. They gave his juror number. Oh, I've liked you. I liked you, too. How do I get a hold of you? And they share their emails.
On TV.
And Winston goes, they sound like Cookie Monster's parents.
Yeah. Cookie Monster's parents. Because they got to hide the voice. Yeah.
And in the email, Gary refers to himself as Gary blah, blah, blah from Brentwood at whatever. And Reagan starts crying and says, oh, my gosh, Gary of Brentwood.
Yeah.
And Nick gets really upset he didn't say something. And then they start sharing their address. And Winston's like, yeah, no, you can definitely get murdered. Not on email, but at your address.
No, it was Schmidt goes, should they be given their personal info?
Yeah.
On TV. And Winston goes, nah, you really can't get killed on your email.
Yeah.
You can get killed on your address.
Then they give the address.
Yeah. And it was just so cool. I just love the way they shot to Reagan and she's in the bar and she's watching.
And she's all emotional. And we see that eventually she's in her shirt from Jess. So ultimately the goal changed her. The gang changed her and made her one of them and a little softer.
Yes.
Winston gets up, takes off his sweatshirt and says he has to go to the station on the way to his dance class. And Winston's like, I'm sorry. And Schmidt's like, how can you wear that there? They're going to make fun of you. And he's like, when I look in my suggestion box, it's always full. But there's only one comment card that matters. The one from me.
No, he says it's all so in my handwriting.
No, you know how I know? You know how I know that it's my comment card? Because I know my mother freaking handwriting.
His mother freaking
handwriting. And Schmidt goes, that's a Goosebumps walk away.
That's a walk away, yeah.
No one accomplished a Goosebumps walk away in this episode. So Nick's getting ready to call Reagan when she calls him first. And she says there's something, he says there's something I wish I would have said. And she says, instead of I like you, she just goes, sayonara, Sammy. And he goes, I'm going to need some time to process this. That's when she gets up. We see she's in the shirt from Jess. Jess is on a date with Gary from Brentwood. They have absolutely nothing to talk about. It's super awkward. And I hated that because eventually they give her another romantic interest in a couple episodes. But I guess they had to make sure that one didn't work out and that one's doomed from the start. So
anytime you have that kind of a buildup and you go on a date,
it's going to be
let you down. So they kind of had to.
That's true. So we're in Jess's room, and Nick's there, and he says he's ready to talk and how much he missed her. And we see Schmidt perform a dance for everyone completely unrehearsed, which means he takes Winston's always fabulous advice and becomes more comfortable just doing whatever. And that is the episode, which brings us to an exciting moment. We actually can share a favorite Jess look this time.
Yes.
Joe, favorite Jess look.
Oof. I don't know, because she was in the car, and there really wasn't much of a change.
They don't show a lot of full body shots, I think, because she's just recovering from having a baby.
I remember a light blue or teal shirt or something. Okay.
Heads.
Thanks, Joe. I had to go with her jammies.
Same.
She's back in jammies with white clouds.
And so cozy.
I always wonder, because Megan told us, at some point in the series, they started custom making.
Yeah.
Those weren't custom because I've seen them in Victoria's Secret. Mm. But I always wonder, like, when are we into the custom made?
Well, I think that's already happened. She had some crazy Thanksgiving ones.
Oh, that's right.
She still wears them, but wears a lot less jammies now. So I chose the same thing. Best dressed overall is for sure when Schmidt shows up to the dance class wearing a sweatshirt that says Slow Jams.
Oh,
like, he just had that laying around.
I know.
There is a radio show called Slow Jams.
Well, you know, it's a concept, too. I just thought it was funny. He was in a sweatshirt. What was your favorite Schmidt? No, I'm sorry. Your best dressed. What am I doing? Best dressed, Joe, of any character.
For this one, I don't know. Nothing really stands out to me in this one.
Okay, Heves.
Okay, for me, it goes to all of them for the scene where they're wearing the t-shirts.
Oh, duh. Oh, yeah. Of course you pick the t-shirts. All of them but Reagan. Did Nick wear his?
They were all.
Because him and Reagan were in a different room at that moment, and then they came out. I don't know that Nick wore his.
But there was a scene where they panned to
everyone.
Like, almost, yeah.
So, favorite Schmidt moment. Mine was his dancing at the end. Very satisfying to see him overcome a fear. I wouldn't say there was a lot of Schmidt content in this episode to choose from, though, even though it was about him in the second storyline. Heves, favorite Schmidt moment?
Can you guys come back to me?
Joe, favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, definitely coaching Nick on the walkaway lines.
Yes.
Okay, mine.
Oh, I don't know if Joe's done. Did you want to say?
Sorry.
No, that was it. But a close second was him with the dancing stuff.
Yes. Yeah. That's my favorite, Heather.
I couldn't figure out what I wrote, and I wrote present dancing, past dancing.
Nice.
Like the, yeah.
I loved when he did the hustle for real.
Yeah.
I like when he get mad at himself when he's practicing. And that his mess up was that he rolled his arms the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like no one, those kids don't care.
Right.
Okay, so that brings us to favorite, funniest moment overall. Joe, what is yours?
Oh, I would say Nick's inability or ability to deliver the walkaway line.
I agree. That's an excellent arc for the episode. Heather?
Oh, the favorite moment? Mm-hmm. I think we all know.
Thank the Golden Girls.
Are you sure? Because you didn't remember it happened during the recap.
Because we watched two episodes.
That was a good one. It's like they put it in there just for you, even though they obviously didn't.
Custom.
I liked Winston's suggestion box speech, especially when he knows his mother freaking handwriting.
Yeah.
And I like when Schmidt thinks it's a Goosebumps walk away because it's not. That brings us to Honey Roast Award, which I'm giving to Megan Fox because I really like, I know she comes back eventually, but how they wrap things up, how she softened a little, how like the girls supporting girls, no jealousy, how she just accepted and knew. And of course, I expected Jess to come in and just be like, Reagan, and all about her. And I already love her. But it was fun to see that dynamic. And this is probably my favorite Megan Fox episode because she's not too like know-it-all-y snarky, but just enough so it's funny where she's like, you're getting inside the shower. She does a lot of stating the obvious.
Or when she's like, you're giving out expired inhalers.
Yeah.
And she called the doctor by his first name.
I know. I don't remember what Jess calls it. It's such a savage or baller move to call a doctor by their first name, which actually it is because I work with doctors, veterinarians, and I just would never call them by their first name.
Oh, I know.
And I'll always say to them, like, if they say something's expensive, well, your first name's doctor, so it's probably not that big a deal for you.
You say that?
Yeah. Joe, who gets your honey roast? Who or what?
For this episode, it's got to be Nick for this. I would say Nick, yeah. Because he has to get that line down. Mm-hmm. That's a pressure-filled line.
Have you ever had to do a Goosebumps walk-away?
No. No.
To airplane go by?
I see the relief that you
have. I would just, I don't know. I've never had to do a Goosebumps walk-away. I'm not sure. What was a Goosebumps walk-away for?
Because he was saying goodbye to Reagan.
Because he wants her to remember for life.
Like, leave an impression.
Right. Yeah, leave an impression for life. I've never had that pressure, thank God.
Yeah, like something to sort of sum up this amazing month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Heather?
My honey roast is, it's a duo, Jess Reagan.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. That was really... I didn't get to bear in this episode, did you guys? I think I forgot to ask in the last podcast. That brings us to discussion questions. I'll kick it off by not saying it's a discussion question, but I'm currently in the market for a Halloween costume. And if I felt like more people at the event I was going to knew about New Girl, I would just get one of those shirts made.
Oh.
And then just be so comfy.
That would be adorable, but
no one would get it. Yeah. Literally no one would get it.
You wouldn't set up the room like the ranch?
No, I would get fired.
There's
if
no
I
AC
did that.
Tonight, but there's 17 fans in the room.
That would be
and a
funny.
Kiddie pool with ice and a wet chair.
And frozen underwear for everyone.
Yeah. That's what we give out instead of desserts.
Yeah.
Joe, did you bring a discussion question?
So this one is it has to center around Jess and Megan. I guess, who would you pick between Jess and Reagan if you were in Nick's point? Because Jess has her positives and her opportunities, and Reagan has her positives and opportunities. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a looks thing that much, because I think they both have their own distinct looks.
Oh, totally different, yeah.
Both of them are attractive, and both of them are funny, and personalities attracting, and stuff like that. But now you got Reagan, who travels all the time, who's not going to be available all the time, which is almost perfect for Nick.
because he's lazy.
I like when she asked him the question, you know what day it is? And he's like, no, not really.
No, that was in the last episode to make sure he didn't have heat stroke. That's not something I normally know.
Yeah, that's something I normally
know. Like in Clueless when the girl gets knocked out. And they're like, ask her questions, make sure she's okay. What's 8 times up? Stuff she knows.
So funny. funny.
Yeah, he's like, I think it's Monday, but I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
So funny.
You know what I'm saying? So if you were in Nick's shoes and had to make that decision.
I don't know that he's at a point in this episode where he's making a decision, but I still see your question.
No, but I see the hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I think it's Jess because that's his soulmate, but I see why he likes Reagan. Hebs?
I'm trying to think. If I were Nick, would I choose Jess or Reagan? If I were Nick, would I be me?
No, you'd be Nick.
You'd be Nick.
Okay, so from Nick's
perspective. That's why you started with, if I were Nick.
Okay. It's a beautiful, complicated question. If I were Nick,
if you don't have an answer, no, it's okay.
Because they're both so cool.
They are both cool in different ways.
I just think from a guy's point of view, you would choose Reagan.
Yeah. I think actually the answer is like a combination of the two, which ultimately, in a way, is what he does down the road.
Well, yeah.
What about you, Joe?
Well, let me give you the guy's perspective.
Okay.
I would pick Jess because...
No, Reagan. Wait a minute. You kept giving Reagan the honey roast award for like 10 episodes she wasn't even in. But you're going to tell me that you're going to choose Jess? Right.
He's enjoying her before.
Like, no. Last season, no. He's like, I'm going to give it to Reagan. I'm like, what?
I'm talking long-term get with, not short-term. I'm talking, if we're talking marriage and growing up and all that.
Growing old?
Then it's Jess because... You got to think like Nick. And Nick's mentality is, who's going to relate to me more? You know what I'm saying? And I think it was a physical attraction with Reagan.
Yeah.
And with Jess, it's an emotional and personality match. Because you got to have your personality.
Yeah.
You know how they always say, oh, that girl is dating out of her league. Or that guy is dating out of his league.
Right.
Well, not really, because... The league is only physical in nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
You got to forget about that. And as you get older, you learn to forget about that. You don't care. Well, how you look at girls when you're 18 is a lot different than how you look at girls when they're 35.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Jess would be the logical thing because... And it's not because... It's not to make it sound degrading or anything. It's just the fact that their personalities mesh more.
Yeah.
To withhand a long-term situation. And she understands him way more. I don't know if Reagan would understand Jess in a year.
Well, we see down the road why dating Reagan's problematic for him.
Well, and you know what else I was just thinking is, Joe, this is a really good question. But I was thinking, like, if you're a lazy person, Jess will let you get away with it. She'll do stuff for you. Whereas Reagan would be like, stop it, you stupid fool. Do it yourself.
More or less.
Yeah.
Do you have a discussion?
And she has less deal breakers, you know?
Yeah. Has less deal breakers.
And that the deal breakers are the big thing. And with Nick, there's not a lot of deal breakers with Nick because he's all over the map with everything.
Yeah, he never knows what he's doing.
There's not much deal breakers with me, right? I mean, I like sports.
That's a big
deal breaker.
For you.
Smoking is a deal breaker with me.
You're against it.
Yeah.
That was horribly worded.
But, I mean.
You don't smoke. Can't get with this.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, because you got to have that interest in sports. That's my interest.
So we were married and I wasn't interested in sports. That
yes,
much.
You We met at a
you
baseball stadium.
I like baseball, but at the time I wasn't
baseball's
interested.
A sport. That counts.
Yeah, Joe said sports. So
well, Joe likes football specifically.
Yeah. Well,
what if it
matter.
Was tennis?
Golf.
Doesn't matter. That means they're athletic. They'll do things.
Badminton.
Yeah.
Competitive
Even
dance.
Badminton.
I won
athletic.
A badminton tournament in high school PE.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how.
Yeah. Even if it's blowing up balloons, who knows? I'm just saying.
That was like the helium tank did it. We didn't even blow up.
There was less deal breakers.
You know, I can help you with this. I used to work at radio, and I was like, well, I don't understand what that has to do with balloons, but.
A lot. You did radio? Then you could do balloons.
I thought he meant like he was on air.
When you're in promotion.
He meant like we went to events.
Right.
You got to make, you know, the arches. You got to make balloon
okay,
arches.
Okay, we didn't make an arch true. That day.
Yeah, well, if you had to, you could have if I was there.
Okay,
yeah.
Heather, did you have a discussion question?
Yeah. But I'm so I'm still in our other one because that was so good. That was a great question.
Thank you.
he looks way too impressed with himself. Zero notes. Okay. Barely prepared.
So,
everyone's favorite.
Okay, so I have a couple good ones.
Maybe you could say one.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. I'm not gonna go with that one. Okay, I'm gonna go with this one. If you were the guy from Brentwood and you found out the lengths that Jess had gone to find you, would you be freaked out?
Oh, well, I think he liked her. And he was like, I've been trying to find a way to get a hold of you. Something similar.
I like you too. He's on TV.
Yeah. So probably not. But if you didn't like the person, like absolutely. This one is kind of subjective depending on how you feel.
I mean, I think it's creepy in general because.
You're really not supposed to, too.
Well, I would break the rules. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't know, I doubt he went to the lengths she did. And no. I think that's disturbing.
Yeah.
And I had someone do that to me when I was in, not college, but after college. And it freaked me out.
It really,
it's a little stalkerish.
Yeah.
It's like, gender.
Now you could find anyone within 3 seconds.
To me, it's probably gender specific that. Because when a guy tracks a girl.
Stalker.
Right. That's society's image, right? Mm-hmm. But when a girl goes for a guy,
she's just interested.
There's girls that, if they liked you and you didn't like them and then they kept going, there is girls out there that get kind of weird like that. Or someone revenge. For years or something. Yeah, I mean, they want to make your life miserable for some crazy reason. They'll spend more energy doing that, you know? but with this, though, it was pretty innocent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's so innocent. Wholesome.
And they went to a police station to try to find his name.
But you're not supposed to do that as a police officer.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
We all know what happens, but...
Yeah. I mean, I kind of did something like that. I met this guy at a bar, and then I didn't exchange information with him. And I don't know why.
Saw him on the news later? He murdered someone?
No, but I...
Carjacked.
I guess I just thought I could find him. And I started thinking about him, like, he was handsome, he was nice, and I knew he worked for the county.
County's pretty big.
It is one of the biggest in the country.
It is the biggest, but I didn't know. In space, not in
population. I was only 28, so I didn't know. And so my friend Gail, she worked for the county, and I was at the gym, and I'm like, oh, I like this guy who works for the county. Would you find him for me?
Dumb.
And she looked at me like I was stupid.
It's like thousands of people.
And she's like, well, I guess she's trying to be kind because she goes, oh, well, like a lot of people work there. And I just thought it was like a big office named the county.
Yeah.
Did you bring another discussion question? Yeah. How do you not know what a county is?
I knew what it was. I just didn't know they had that many
It spans
people.
Across the county.
There's people on TikTok that, they'll take a picture of someone at, a softball game. And
like
go,
a missed connection.
TikTok, do your thing.
A missed connection.
And all of a sudden you see,
they found them.
Like, just TikTok, do your thing.
No.
In other words, everyone on TikTok gets to see this thing.
He's leaving some context out of it. Sometimes there's not even a picture. I was on a subway at 5 o'clock for 3 Fridays in a row and saw this guy has dark hair. It looks like he had a badge that he works in a medical building. I haven't seen him since. TikTok, do your thing. Help me find him. And then someone will be like, oh, it's my cousin. And Or, but if you have a picture, it's really helpful.
Oh, if you're, utilizing technology. That, mm-hmm. I mean, that it's creepy, but cool.
Yeah.
I answered mine.
Oh, great. So, do you have a second one? Or
I
do. We did?
Yeah, I've got one. Have you ever been on the news?
Oh, countless times.
You have been on the news a million times.
Joe, you've been on the news, right, for baseball?
Yeah. I used to be a GM of a baseball team, so.
The Batavia something?
Batavia and Reno.
Nice. I truly don't know if I've been on the news or not.
How would you not know?
Well, no, because I've been in promotional, like Keaton Simons night.
Uh-huh. You've been on the news because you were in the Blessing of the Animals segment. It was local news, though, like Channel 3.
Okay, so I've been on the news, mm-hmm. and I've been in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, we all have several times.
Yeah. And, okay, so there's that. And then my question is kind of like Joe's in the sense that it's hypothetical. Because it couldn't have happened, but this time watching, not last time, but this time, I felt like, oh, I don't want Reagan to go.
Me too. Yeah. My whole thought process on Reagan totally has changed. Totally
changed, yeah.
But people aren't going to like that, because on Instagram, they still don't like her pretty much.
Oh, they don't?
No, we did a poll. I did manage to engage on that one. Oh. I mean, not that they don't like her, but like I said, I think Megan Fox in general gets a bad rap because of her face.
Yeah.
Looks upset, and it's literal perfection.
Oh,
so you're just going to assume she's not nice, despite the costume designer telling us she's the nicest guest that ever came on.
Yes.
And people want Jess and Nick together, and she becomes a roadblock for that. But she didn't bother me at all in this rewatch.
Well,
I remember her being meaner.
Seemsies.
Yeah.
Maybe I watched her in something else. I don't know. But I'm going to take it a step further and ask you guys, how would you feel about her staying on as the sixth roommate? Would you have been down for that?
No, Joe.
Okay.
I don't like it that much.
Yeah.
I hate change.
I don't know about that, but she has a satirical humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you think about it. So her humor is not slapstick humor or slap your knee humor. Like, you got to listen and you got to focus on the context of how she's delivering the words, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? Because, you know, like, I don't have a crush on you. And she'll be like, okay, Nick. You know,
that's exactly.
Funny to me. Not funny to a lot of people if they don't get the context of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people just don't like it.
Yeah. But that dimension brings a different character to the room.
Totally.
Whereas Jess is, I don't know if I call it spacey humor, but it's always wholesome.
Awkward.
It's a naive humor, too.
Adorkables.
A lot of times it's a naive humor.
Right.
Like, you know, I like that shirt, Nick, even though Nick's, like, wearing the most worst shirt
ever. Or, like, when he told her, she believe anything, my middle name's, like, Jamal. Like, it is.
Yeah, so she does bring a different humor, but the dynamic doesn't fit. Like, I don't see Schmidt and Reagan at all, how they're interacting.
Oh, yeah, because she was with Cece.
Yeah.
They don't really interact other than that scene.
They're nice to each other.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say there's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, because she invited them to
there's
brunch.
Her and Winston go break up with that girl together.
Oh, good point.
You know, her and Jess go on an adventure together. Obviously, Nick, there's not a lot of solo.
And in a weird way, she's the only one who's got it together. You know, for the most part.
Yeah.
Career-wise, know where she's going, she's driven.
Smart enough to drive and buy an air conditioner.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting about her is that when I watched it the first time and she came into the loft, I thought, oh, her and Cece aren't going to get along.
Yeah.
But her personality is totally different than Cece. So I just thought it was rounded everything out by having her.
I disagree because I think that early Cece was very much, I just think the delivery is done better by Megan Fox.
Early Cece.
Was very sarcastic. That's the door. Why are you doing that? Yes, you do. Like, all Cece did at the start was just. Yeah. So I thought that it made sense that they used to, I could see them not getting along, but it made sense they knew each other and used to be kind of friendly.
I'm going to just add one thing because you talked about the polls and then I'll stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a poll on New Girl Gave Me a Cookie, Got You a Cookie. And it was like, it was racy, so I'm not going to get into it, but like date, marry, and kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it could be anyone. It didn't have to be, it could be a guest star.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote, for kill, I wrote.
Outside Dave.
No. I was joking.
My God.
Why should I put him for Mary?
Ew.
So for kill, I put. Schmidt's enemy who tried to steal the wedding
band. Oh, that guy, from college.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody wrote, his name is Benjamin.
Yeah.
His name is Benjamin.
I didn't know. It was like
literally.
It is
maybe
Benjamin.
You were mad because you're part of a podcast about the show.
Oh.
And not only did you not know, you didn't take the 5 seconds to Google it. I didn't see this. I have no context. But
and
I just
y'all,
think,
And y'all was a Benjamin, you know.
Yeah.
Schmidt has a very much of an attitude when he says his name, Benjamin.
I kind of made it up to because for date, I put Tay Diggs, and then everybody was like, that's so good, I forgot about him. And then they all wanted to date Tay Diggs.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Is he on Benanya, Tay Diggs?
Yes. Yeah. He was on the episode where they went to the strip club and Winston got all the bunny money. He has a coffee shop.
Yeah, he has a coffee shop.
And then he came back. He was in Jess's bed naked. He's like, come on in. The water's fine. All right, well, that concludes this discussion. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks for the next episode. We hope you have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.